It is time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here in Jamestown 107.1. We are also streaming at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to the podcast at any point in time that you want to. It's always available for you right there at newsdakota.com. And Annie Keffler is with me right now from A Moment of Freedom. Annie, thanks so much for coming in. Good to see you.
You too. This is a first for us.
Yeah.
We've never had a chance to sit down and chit-chat yet.
We have not, and I'm glad that you're able to come in and do that, because I think A Moment of Freedom, if people don't know about it, it is one of the coolest things that we have around here. It is so cool. And so before we even get into anything else, if people are joining in and they don't know about A Moment of Freedom, try to explain it in just a little bit of what it is.
I don't know if I can make it sound as enlightened as you just did.
I bet you can.
Well, it is pretty profound. We do work with individuals with special needs starting at the age of 4 on up to adulthood, and we offer equine-assisted activities and adaptive riding. So basically, we work with individuals on the autism spectrum. We do work with individuals that are in wheelchairs. We have a whole setup for all of that stuff. And what we do is our instructor, Kimberly Jackson, who is quite profound at her job, mm-hmm. and is very good at what she does. She sets up basically 4 objectives or obstacle courses for our riders. And the goal is to, she would like them to match some of the goals or the intentions that she has set for them with basic riding skills. But to get from point A to point B is where it's the fun stuff, yes, is point A and point B. But the in-between is where she really focuses on having our riders work their basic riding skills, such as reining, stopping, along the lines of that. But they're also working on balance skills like that as well. We have our riders paint. I'm trying to think of a couple of things. Jousting was extremely popular this fall.
Yeah.
And we've discovered that Kimberly is she's quite the carpenter. So we are a part of Giving Hearts Day, and we've realized that with all the awesome donations with tack, such as saddles, saddle blankets, and the, I guess you could say, the construction of all the obstacle course.
Sure.
Items that Kimberly has built, we are running out of space. You know, that shipping container, it's a 40-foot shipping container. We've had a lot of success with that. We really like it because we don't have to deal with rodents, mice, humidity, mold, which is great when you're working with all that leather. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's awesome. We've outgrown it. We need another. That's kind of what we're looking at with the Giving Hearts Day, is we're looking to expand and to get another shipping container for all the awesome things that Kimberly builds and just growth in general.
Well, and what a problem to have, the growing, you know what I mean? Like that is a great thing because how long has A Moment of Freedom been going? When did it start?
We were hoping to offer a couple of months worth of classes in the summer of 2019. Unfortunately, with the rain that we got that summer, it was hard to get our dirt work done. Mm-hmm. I believe we offered our first class, I believe it was August 1st, 2019, and it was a wow moment.
Yeah.
Yep. When we got those riders in the saddle. And mm-hmm. I always say that this is something that you have to go out and experience. You can't, talking about it just doesn't do it justice.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, of course, when you have horses, you do deal with loss. And unfortunately, we did lose 2 of our program horses due to old age. They were phenomenal at their job. And one thing I shouldn't say I was shocked, but I was deeply impacted by the parents of their daughters and sons reaching out after we lost Scooby and Duke and saying what a profound effect they had on their kids.
Wow. That is amazing. And I could tell, you know, and talking with you before, I know how close this is to your heart and how important this is to you. And I think that's a testament of how it's grown the way it has, because the people that are involved in this, it is more than just, hey, I'm helping out, I'm volunteering. It's a nice little cause. This is a lot more than this.
Program.
Yes.
Yes. This not only helps our riders and their families, but the volunteers. It's, you could have the worst day and you come out and volunteer, and I can guarantee you, you're walking out of there walking on air.
we're talking with Annie Keffler from A Moment of Freedom here on Let's Talk About It. And, of course, you mentioned it. You got Giving Hearts Day coming up. And A Moment of Freedom for the first time is part of a Giving Hearts Day. And if people don't know about Giving Hearts Day, it is an awesome thing where nonprofits really can make up a lot of what they need in one day because of the matching.
Yes, we are looking to hope to raise enough funds to buy that shipping container. I think we purchased our first one. I would guess around $2,200, and now it's looking about 55-ish.
Yeah,
and that is with contacts. But that is what we're prepping for. That's one of our big projects this year, is getting our hands on another shipping container, because like I said, and you said, we are growing.
And growing indeed. Now, let's talk about how people can find out more about A Moment of Freedom and how they get involved, whether they want to volunteer, whether they want their children to be involved in the program. Let's talk about how you get there.
You can contact me, Annie, at 701-320-3543, or you can email us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com. And we also are on Facebook, and you can go ahead and message us.
And you'll get a response for sure. And like I said, people can, whether they're questioning about getting their kids involved, whether they're questioning about helping out, because volunteers are always needed, correct?
Yes. Typically, we try to have 3 volunteers per rider per horse. And when you have 3 individuals or riders in a class, that ends up being 9 volunteers. So it kind of varies. Last summer, we got pretty lucky. We didn't need 3 per rider per horse. And I'm kind of thinking this summer, I don't think we'll need 3 riders per horse. But as you can see, that it does take quite a few volunteers per rider horse. Mm-hmm. So,
for sure. And do people, if they want to volunteer, do they have to really know a lot about horses, or is that all learned when you get out there?
Nope. As one of our volunteers, Crystal Lytle, said, this is not rocket science.
Awesome. I like that, because that's perfect for a guy like me. It can't be rocket science or I can't do it. Annie, always great seeing you. Now, we got a little bit of time. If there's anything else you want people to know about A Moment of Freedom, we'll definitely have you back. But again, if there's something you want to tell people about it, or we'll give you a little bit of time here, give you the floor if there's anything you want to add.
Well, I have to say that I would say that our name is definitely starting to get out there. We're getting more and more donations. I'm getting more people approaching not only myself, our board members, but also our fundraising committee members, people that want to figure out how to donate, how can they help us. In general, it just seems like the word's just getting out there. I think this last year was our year. It's getting out there.
Well, very good that it is getting out there. A Moment of Freedom. And again, one of the nonprofits that you can help out on Giving Hearts Day, which is coming up. And keep it here for more information on that as well. It's another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.